If you have a hunch that you've been catfished or scammed online, the first thing you want to know is who is the actual person you think you have been talking to? Well, socialcatfish.com is one way to fish for answers. I talked to co-founder David McClellan.
We provide reverse searches for people to kind of put the end result in and find out where the information has come from. So whether that's an image or that's an email or a name or phone number.
David explained one of the most popular types of scams, known commonly as the Nigerian scam.
Basically what a Nigerian scam is somebody will contact you, whether it's on a dating site, or sometimes they'll randomly contact you through Facebook. But basically what they'll do is once they meet you, they'll profess their love in a very short amount of time, and then they'll ask to talk through another means. So usually through like private email or somewhere else, so that they're not leaving a trace. And they usually have a dramatic story. So like they have relatives that passed away, and they're typically an overseas contractor.
Turns out, online dating scams and catfishing have been around for a while, but have recently gained more attention due to growing instances.
And people have kind of always done this. As long as people have been able to hide behind a computer, this has kind of been a thing.
But now that thing has become much more sophisticated.
So they're getting more intricate, so they're definitely using like technology, Photoshop. With technology, it's so easy, right? Like, so I can go online right now, and I can go be whoever I want to be. It's too easy. And for a person to actually like verify that information, especially if they're not like internet savvy, it's very difficult.
Okay. Are there laws to protect victims from these kinds of scams?
I think there has to be some laws that need to come up. I think especially like sites need to be held accountable for at least trying their best to protect users. I definitely not enough information out there to protect people. And, a lot of these websites don't do enough to protect, individuals.
So while we wait for these laws to come around, how can online daters protect themselves?
I always tell people you're in control. So it's your profile, you're completely in control. Mm-hmm. Don't let somebody try to control like how you communicate. Or if you're not comfortable with something, like you really need to speak up. But if you've met somebody and they've sent you a bunch of pictures and things just don't seem right, first of all, trust your gut. But tell them, say, hey, I want a picture with you wearing a red shirt. Give me a peace sign and stick out your tongue. And then hold a piece of paper with my name on it, picture. Because if somebody's stealing pictures off the internet, they're probably not going to find something. If somebody you've just met has asked you for money, there's a lot of red flags there. Just never send nude photos. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times, these scammers, what they'll do is they'll meet somebody and they'll get nude photos of you, and they'll send you what you think are nude photos, and they'll use those photos to blackmail you.
Even with all these tips, the number of people that get caught by the bait is on the rise.
Yeah. We have like over 100,000 people coming a month to our site. So, it's definitely a big issue. In the last year, we've tripled. So we're growing very, very fast.
Socialcatfish.com can help victims find answers, but sometimes those answers are hard to accept.
A lot of this is emotional. And so, especially when it comes to scams, a lot of these scammers play off people's emotions. But just dating in general is emotional. And sometimes people just don't trust people after that at all. Sometimes they're in denial. Sometimes, they walk away okay. But it's always tough, giving the news, when somebody's not real or, we find out it's a scam.